This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Hey, it's the song, how it has been written. This guy is running away from his goloto. So, however, we do have Udumza Maswana. But let me just tell you who is this guy who is singing this song. Udumza is well known for the singular depth of his soothing baritone voice. Udumza Maswana fuses traditional spiritual soul and jazz to create sonic experience that uplift, inspire, and heal. He writes and sings from a place of knowing, reflecting on his his experience, paying homage to his culture and home. In addition to being a musician, Udumza is passionate about mentoring young artists, giving them the information and tools needed to succeed in the industry. I tell Eastern Cape story. Udumza tells Eastern Cape stories first, especially from the villages around Eastern Cape. Udumza was born in the vibrant small town of Ngushwa in the Eastern Cape. Was drawn to music at the early age, and his grandmother was his first teacher, introducing him to the art of singing and storytelling. His passion for music impelled him to inform Healing Voices, an all-male gospel group he started at 17 years old, before moving to Johannesburg to further his musical interest. Having been influenced by the Victor Ntoni, Jabukanyele, Ringo Madlingozi, Udumza's lyrical prose, wide vocal range and authenticity earned him a summer nomination for his debut album Molo, and released in 2016. The album was well received with gems such as Emihle, dedicated to his daughter, and Nomthandazo, listed on 17 radio stations, including Kaya FM, Umhlobo Wenene, SAFM, and his song, the latter, was awarded Best Jazz Song at 2017 Mzansi Jazz Awards. It was Victor Stoney's voice that assured me that there is a place for me as a baritone. Udumza's artistry landed him on a global stages, including the Edinburgh Festival in Scotland, where the Mzansi Musical Ensemble and the Sing accompanied him. Festival in Toronto, Canada. Locally, he has performed at Grahamstown's National Arts Festival, the Makufe Festival, the Buyelekhaya Music Festival. In his live performance, he is known for taking the audience on a journey, inviting them to participate in his enchanting storytelling and soulful melodies. He recently released his music, his first live album, Live at the Guild Theatre in Johannesburg. I want to express my culture musically, lyrically, demonstrate my identity and beliefs, says Udumza. I want to make the use of our languages fashionable. Udumza has shared the stage with some of South Africa's most illustrious musicians, including Thandiswa Mazwai, Simphiwe Dana, Ringo Madlingozi, Tsepo Tsula, Sipho Kazi, the Chiesel Brothers, Mafiki Zolo, and the legendary Victor Ntoni. He has also opened for international musicians Kenny Latinmore, Chanten Moore. He has been featured in the works of awards-winning DJ Moby Dixon and DJ Pearl Chart. Udumza has also worked with the Black Motion and Panda Panda. Udumza recently released his third studio album, Celebrating African Song, produced by award-winning, globally celebrated South African jazz pianist Mr. Andile Yenana. Udumza Maswana is also a jazz music presenter on Umhlobo Wenene FM, where where his show plays South African jazz, profiles South African jazz musicians. And yeah, by the way, Udumza is waiting for us. Asimfa. Pratums.
Molweni, molweni, Mithuni.
Nisaphila, pras.
Jonga, bekushota njengoku uthi, and he will be dearly missed by his wife and children. The way you just read, may his beautiful soul, and may he live for, you know, yeah, but anyway.
No, let's check it out.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes.
You know when people read my biography,
yes,
it always feels very uncomfortable. So I don't know why. You know, but thank you so much for such a warm welcome.
Thank you so much. Because as you know, I mean, I was going to put two lines there and say, welcome Dumza on stage. Or I'll say, welcome Dumza in Durban at MUT performing live his music with the band. Yay!
Awesome. We can make that happen. Please.
It should happen. You know, yeah, anything can happen. Pratumza, thank you so much for taking your time. I know that Guti, you're on your way home, but you said, Dozo, it's fine. I'll do it, even though on Sunday. Siyabonga kakhulu.
I don't know. It's like suddenly now there's something on my throat. I think Natal I'm behind this.
I'm so proud.
Of magas or malum, especially in a big family, you will hear a lot of those stories. Apo abandu, they will take imbatla zabandu. I mean, especially where I come from. But at imbatla, ibona maskubako or plama bandu ba basa zimoganye nje, nubanga basa tupia, uganye basa somali, abahamba betings imbatla. But ike, tat imbatla, and then ngizopadala after 2 months,
sure.
And then all 3 months in Jalonjalo. And then when they come, Bafika we call ready to pay.
Oh.
You know, Utike, okay, itana ndi yiko. Itana ndi kulelu kupupa. Itana ndi zazbedlele. Itana ndi yiko. Whatever excuse, just like drive them away. Baitla nelbanje andi yiko. So, I mean, it's a story that every child knows. You know, unless you're from a rich family. Okay? Otherwise, nje, Lalini, you know that story. So, come about in Jay as Makaya Lau.
Gunjalo Pratums, I can relate. I think Lemlazi, whoever grew up around Lemlazi, would tell the same story with him. Yeah. Sina Baba Fuita Baganjale and our uncles, yeah, they would dodge the bullets like that. Yeah. So, Pratumza, Bupayako, Bupaluguti, Kaluna 17. But, however, Mina, where it takes me like it's like you've done this before, maybe like during the school competition choir. Were you ever maybe involved? Because you've got a rich voice, knowing that you were also influenced by Abanta Banjingo Babu Victor Ntoni. But I know, was music the thing that you always wanted ukuthi kube into ongaphila ngayo, or it was just nje into you were just doing nje just to kill time, you know?
Look, man, xa ukhulela ezilalini, ezilalini kuyaculwa nje most of the time. In whatever occasion a call you, whether it's a cultural, it's a traditional ceremony, it's a wedding, it's we sing. I think as black people actually. So okay, so and so is talented in singing because everyone is singing. I call it special, but I think as you grow, as I grew older, I felt in the Gokba, this is my gift. This is my calling. This is something that I should be doing for the rest of my life. But I think it happened in high school. when we had a group called Healing Voices. We won competitions, but I mean, umculo has always been something in itandayo. In the yogo umculo as a career, yeah, ibonakala ngathi something that is far-fetched. It was very far away from me. I did not even know that that's something that you can do, actually. You know, but later on in life, I learned in Gokuba, oh, actually, you can make music. My first love was actually radio. It was not even music, you know, but I realized that I'm actually gifted more in music, you know, and I had to learn. I didn't have to buy an identity. Music was just natural.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think a question everywhere while you explaining your journey, Ogoti, how have you, like, I wouldn't say dodged the bullet, but how have you dealt with people who tell you that musicians don't make money, especially jazz musicians? Like, you won't survive.
Yeah.
Drop this, what you're doing. Maybe, like, focus on radio or and so forth. How have you, like, try and work around those negativities?
Look, man, upon Shala Kona, my man Kalonga Club, Ekaya, when the band don't know Kulile, I come to Buzayu. And I think, fortunately for me, life in Yamje, in general, I've always been umdu, ozpilelayo, who does what he wants to do without anyone's guidance. And I don't think anyone, for that matter, babayaz ndogogwa umtulo would be something, nikimali. Everyone thought, no, but it's just a talent thing. You know. But I think by the time Gebe City come, this is not a good career path. Let's say late in the Koshayola was already in. You know. And I think at a young age, I've always been So umculo, the calling umculo came very, very strong. I don't think anyone could benon kalel in the Gokba. I mean, by Ashoban Bakomali, and yet Bacho Bonabing and Amal, you know, Aban Bayacho, and great Shala when you know, I know Malinja Lunin Zayo, and you like, but Namali, when a Kala, life for that matter, yeah, fun. So I think I've always been that person, which I'm going to do Indo. I've never been money driven, I've always been driven by a passion and Indo ni believer Kakulu Kuyo. But abantu bakhona bachoyo.
Ai ngiyakuzwa Pratums.
Actually when ukuba uyi artist nje abantu ngathi bakuvela usizi until you make it. You know, uba nje uthi hayi ndifuna ba artist, ndifuna ukucula, ndifuna udance, ndifuna uactor. Abantu baba ne worry yakho kakhulu because they don't think nokuba around them there could be somebody or no gwenza into that is so huge. We are born aban, they always think it's not for us. You know. But I'm happy that guy proved them wrong.
Would you say that that's the reason why it's also motivated you, Ugutu Usebenze Nabantu, the youth, to inspire the youth and to assist the youth Uguti Iwaz Ukubega and the art
Absolutely. Ndiyathanda kakhulu uba abantu abatsha, you know, balandele amaphupha abo, umntu wenzele nto afuna ukuyenza ngobomi bakhe, because i-reality yale nto mhlobam into yokokuba akukho mntu uzawukwazi ukuphilela ilife yakho. I believe into yokokuba you should do what makes you happy. You know, ewe, you need the guidance here and there. Baninzi abantu, for instance, who believe into yokuba they are talented and they are not talented, you know. And that I need to tell you, but hey, Jonga, ungabisaya kwi idols wena, you don't have that voice. Uyabona. But I mean, bakhona abanye who are really talented that need to be encouraged. Uyabona. So I think that's where that's where kengokuthi nabantu abafana nathi nje. And it's important for that matter. If there's an artist that is out there omameleyo, it's important that when you see a talent, you know, we encourage it, because there are so many negative voices that speak against the artists in general. We are born. So if when you see someone who's talented, please talk to that person, encourage that person. I think that is why it's in a passion and guluke, because people did not believe in me at some point. Yeah.
And this is what I produce. Mina ngifisa sithatha ikhefu kancane, ne? But indlela esoyithatha ngaso, uyithatha ngale ndlela. Ngifuna ukuthatha loyo line osegcineni kwibhayo yakho ukuthi umsakazi. Because I want us to go to that song where usombawo, where you featured uMamsithukazi. You know,
yeah.
I think singakhuluma lishona ilanga if singathatha uMamsithukazi. Wabantu esaziyo ukuthi they've paved the way for ama musicians amaningi, and also they've worked so hard ukuthi bagcine umusic wethu wase South Africa, and naye nimsebenza ayenzile namanye ama artists as a backing vocalist, and also as she is like an established musician as well on her own, you know. I'm sure ukuthi khona amagama ongafisa nabo ukwasho if thiwa ulalele njengamanje. But before washo, ngifuna ukuthi mase usuqede ukwasho bese usishola link usifakela le ngoma ingoma ethi sombawo.
So you want me to say something to uMamsithukazi as a host?
Yes.
All right. uMamsithukazi as a host ngumamam, you know. uMamsithukazi as a host is a mother, you know, not just my mother, but she's a mother. She's very motherly. She's very, very kind. A artist who's done so much but remained so humble. I mean, I would do anything to the things that Mamsithukazi has done. She traveled overseas. She performed everywhere. She worked with abantu abafana nomama uLetta, omama uDadu Kaifas. Actually, abantu abaninzi bayazi ba lamntu uthi kula ngumithi, woman got the right to be. Lamntu, I'm a woman. She's one of the most gifted people. She's an actress as well. So I think in Indonesia, Gungayo Mama in the Guba Umzali, Ungumdu ono Tando Gakulu, and Nana is Vana Gakulu, Tim Kez Lugufa, you know, Tim Kez, that is really when it's Vana Gakulu. Ukua sends the collaboration in Nana, it came, Jay as a and suspended the song that we show ladies and over tribute to Victor Ndoni. You know, so that we, Mama, I would like to do something with you, Mshana record. And I wanted her to do it of the video. You know, that's one of the essence of the Panasemba. And then just as a studio that no, I can't have Mamsithukazi as a horse and have as I want her to sing, you know, because she's Mamsithukazi as a horse. So Lengoma ke ibizwa Sombawo, Balungu Tumza Maswana, featuring Mama Mamsithukazi as a host, the album Eti Molo, Yarogoda Pang, 2016, and song number 9, Gepagui album Tata Sombawo.
Sombawo, down. Ubunganga mshabako, uthando lwako, lubanze lujulile. Inceba zakho ziningi naphakade. Uthando lwako, lubanze lujulile. Inceba zakho zimile. Simile, sombawo, 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 yeah.
Unguthi khona nje
You are still listening to MET Radio, Shaping on the Future, and you are, the time is 42 minutes to 5 o'clock. We are almost to closing our show. However, we still have Oprah Dumza Maswana on the call, and Ingo Maya. We played one of his songs, Osombawo, featuring Umam Suthukazi. Kanti ke masibheke social media wethu, siyabona lapha ku Facebook uMamiyolisa Ndima uthi good afternoon, I'm connected, great show. Uthi greetings to Pradumza, we are waiting for you in Durban, and akahleli yedwa, kuhleli noSinothile Malunga, Dumi Gininza, Scott Scotch Blosses, Zakele, Mzo, Gininza, Ntizwa, Zikona, Kili, Tolane, Pra Ax, Tongwane, Mamsi, Changas, Pindexova, Kunum Usbu, Sefata, Uti, our sponsor, and Clean Hour for it to Engiglad and Clean Luma and Luma.
Oh, wow, this is Mamsi Mamele.
Yes, yes. Yes, they are sending some love. And they Wow. Okay. Eshuthi lo mbuzo ngoba ufune ukuphendule because balalele ukuthi because bafuna i-date bathi uzani eThekwini. When are you coming?
Mamela you and God but ukutandile uzaba happy ngalento yami ndizayithetha apha ngoku but ke kuba ikeze any mamela anyway. Ikhona into and phezu kwayo, ikhona project phezu kwayo mna nobhuti Andile yenana. So I think sayiqala apho, sayiqala ithuwo yethu apho KZN, so bangabi naware ke siyenza kungekudala nje.
Wow, I get.
Yeah.
I'm so looking forward to it because you soon will disclose nami. It means you are, you could have given me a date. I want to come in person in studio and just perform live because we do unplugged sessions here. And Upra Andile, I don't know, I can share many stories because I'm one of his students. Upra
Andile. iKZN yenye indawo endicinga into okokuba abantu abaninzi abavuma umculo wam abaseKZN they always give me great feedback. But ingxaki okwangoku I think I haven't really reached abantu abaninzi umculo wam ukwafikelela kubantu abaninzi eKZN. You know, so I'm working on that, you know, because there's quite a lot of people about resonate with sound yam. And every time the pauses mamsi nabanye abantu are really doing a great job kulocala elo to make sure into kokuba siyaziwa because umculo wethu ubanzi wena umculo wethu ungendlela ezininzi zahlukileyo and each and every one of us sinento that we can show, you know, we are many, we are different. Bakhona oDumiza Masona, bakhona uMbuso Khoza, bakhona there's quite a lot of people in all of us. We have something to share. We have something to give. And I think I like Inhliziyo Yabafana's mom and many other people about Tando Mtulo, and just in South Africa. Abayazi into kokuba xa ndifuna into ethile, I'm going to go to Dumiza. Xa ndifuna this thing, I'm going to go to. That's how I listen to music as well, you know. Njalo njalo. So I'm coming. I want abantu baseKZN, but bawazi umculo wam.
I think Ngoba issue it's a special show where we play only like South African music and we also do play jazz music as well on the show. However, you will hear Wuti Aslali jazz pen, Aslala all variety, even reggae, you'll find it on the show. We're paying tribute to our legends or to our classic songs, you know, that so that no more bani ongena kule show akwazi ukuthola ukuthi South Africa, this is the kind of style of music that people do or create because we are creatives in a different space and form of arts, medium of arts, but khona eminye imiculo engayitholi indawo because of ama restrictions athile. Siyabonga kakhulu ke thina la kubaphathi bethu bala ekhaya ukuthi they said they opened this door to give musicians a platform to share their music and so forth.
Yes, I mean also let me say this, Ndokokba, if when as such a young person uyabaza abantu abafana noBhuti Andile yenana you invite abantu abafana noDumiza Maswana, it means into kokuba indlebe yakho indlela umamela ngayo umculo nayo inkulu and I've been that side. I think kakhulu there's a very thin line between umculo wesiXhosa nomculo wesiZulu nje into ephakathi kwethu singathi mhlawumbe i-language, otherwise we sound very much similar, you know, we have similarities here and there. Sibekhona ke izinto ezinkulu kakhulu esohluka kuzo, you know. So I mean, I'm grateful for the opportunity for Nalena Kendokoba, Kubeko Bando Banganga, Kangaka, who know what we are doing.
Yeah, but Pratunza, just speaking, quoting from you, Uguti, Sihugene Kanjan as KZN and Eastern Cape, like Xhosa and Zulus. So, Umbuzo Amobuzo Ekteneni, is that why you chose Uguti, and Gishufunu Kuluman Mutuswazane, you just go and write songs to speak Ukshela? By the way, Kondelo Ukuti, Gishono Mushela, you write music, you write songs to speak with Mutuswazane. Is that another strategy of being unique? Or is that how maybe you've been like a shy person who cannot just hold a hand Mutuswazane and say, hey, Ngcelungilalele sis? Or the only communication that feels better is to sing for someone and just express yourself because you are so good with words in a way that angazi ngizothini.
Jonga, xa sibhala ingoma, xa sibhala i-love songs, asibhaleli thina, sibhalela nina. You know, I think, you know, we are better equipped. Thina, we are better equipped to uba sizithethe because thina sibamba apha kuni, uyabona, and we give it back to you. There's something that you want to say, but how quasi we take a and then we write those words, you know, so that you can use them. We have one. But I mean, it's yes, again, listening. Sometimes it's palang, it's this personal, but sometimes we just write this into, this is Bamba Paguni, this is Bamba, the audience. We have one. Oh, this is Bamba and Jay, Charlene. We have one. So, into the Marshall on his music, don't you? It's you know, sometimes it's just art. Yeah, boy. But I think most of the time, I'm one of those people who write from the heart. Sometimes, I mean, sing a band, you know, see. But I'm shelling and go, Mike. I'm shelling and go, and there's shellella.
Oh, wow.
And there's shellella, I can't fool me. Yeah, boy.
I guess I got the practice. Man, I'm the teaser. Get to shell again, go. Just wanted to find out to get Omega Guti.
Yeah,
kona asiyabonga kakhulu Pradumza ukuthi ube nathi ohleleni lethu namhlanje Timeless Music. Sasiya amazwi akho nje okugcina ongathanda ukusho kubantu abalandela umculo wakho nabaqalayo ke nje ukuzwa, and also please share your social media handles, maybe for bookings also you could share your email address.
Yes, okay, my masiqala ba bookings because ke yena lo ndifuna ze bookings bethuni. Ndiyafuna ulandela ku social media but ngifuna booking more. Okay, so if anyone wants to book Dumza Maswana, we book a good booking@dumzamaswana.com. It's very easy, booking@dumzamaswana.com. And then if abantu bafuna ukufumana updates ke ngomculo wam, but they don't have to text me, you know, they can just save the number. Umuntu text nje igama lakhe, I'll save the number yakhe pha. Okanye premium is a saving number yakhe ku 074-718-9596. 074-718-9596. You can use that as well for booking. Ufake nje WhatsApp pha. Is abazakuxelela ke bayenza njani. It's most of the time it's abazodibana ne premium. You know, ayo namba babandi thumele ingoma zabo. Bandithumele i-jokes nendoni, it's for business, you know, that's all it is for. And then you go to Dumza Maswana kuzo zonke platforms at Dumza Maswana in all platforms.
Siyabonga kakhulu.
Yeah, so this year I'm working on my next album. My next album is going to be a big band or orchestra album that I'm working on. And also there's this project that Ntedangayo that I'm working on with Ubudandle and Nana. It's really going to be great. It's going to be a great year. Thank you so much.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.